Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm still here in Woodlands, Texas, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic, and got to spend a little time with some of the pros yesterday. And yes, I did play a little golf on up in the day, and I played with a guy named John Harris. If you follow the Champions Tour, you know John won his first tournament just I guess it was last week before, I've forgotten exactly, but he'd been on the tour for 4 years, gotten real close a number of times, but he finally broke through and won recently. And what a fine guy this, what an outstanding person this guy John Harris is. And if you ever get a chance to meet the players of the Champions Tour, if you ever get a chance to volunteer for one of the Champions Tour tournaments, just talk to one of the sponsors and let them, get them to send you a volunteer package. Buy a ticket, go out there, you'll love it. It's a great venue. It's a great program. Golf is a wonderful game, and small businesses like golf, and that's exciting. They're a lot like me. Well, we got David Lorenzo here, and I don't know, we're going to find out if he likes golf, but we'll like him even if he doesn't. He's the author of Career Intensity, Business Strategy for Workplace Warriors and Entrepreneurs, and David's been with us before, and we like to talk, when David joins us, we'd like to talk about leadership and putting your company's best foot forward. David, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back, and I do like golf. Unfortunately, I'm not terrific at it, but I enjoy spending time with good friends. And you certainly, if you're not a good friend when you start out a round of golf with me, you certainly will be a good friend by the end of the day, because it takes a long time.
It's
time consuming to look for your ball in the woods, Jim.
Well, I call that adventure golf, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll tell you something else. That's the great thing about golf, is you don't have to be great at it. Obviously, if you can play the game decent, you know, that's a lot of fun. But there's just something about being outside and all that green, and as you said, with the friends. Golf is a great networking tool. It's a great way of getting together with folks. And I have one goal in golf, David. Nobody gets hurt. That's my only goal.
Yeah, everybody gets out alive. That's
exactly right.
I'll tell you a little story. Sometimes when I play with my dad, that tends to be a challenge. Twice in the last, in the last 18 months, last year and a half, my dad has actually nailed one of his golf buddies in the head.
Oh, my.
And that's how bad the shot was. Second time, the guy thought he was way out of the way.
Oh, it was the same guy?
The same guy both times.
Now
we all just sit in the cart, and we keep the cart about 50 feet behind him, and we know there's no way he can hit us there.
Well, it sounds like you probably just need to get in front of him and be in the fairway is what it sounds like.
Well, if we stood next to the hole, he would never hit us.
Exactly right. Folks, by the way, it's not usually that bad. And I'll tell you, if you've ever seen, I don't know, David, if you've ever seen any of these pros hit a golf ball, but holy mackerel, can they hit a golf ball?
It's like a laser beam. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hey, Dave, I'm glad you're back. It's always good to have you here. Let's talk about something that I know you talk about a lot with your clients, and I certainly do here, and that's the relationship. Sometimes people talk about the difference between success and failure.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like to talk about the relationship between success and failure. And one of the things that I say, and I've written this many times, I've said it many times, success and failure are harness mates. They
sure.
both get there. They both get there at the same. They get to the finish line at the same time. Many times. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think, failure is probably the best teacher, particularly for people who own their own business. And the reason that that's the case is, we spend so much time as business owners doing the day-to-day, really, really working hard to make sure that our clients are happy and that our businesses are successful. And sometimes you look up And although you think you're moving forward, you're either moving laterally or you're digging a hole for yourself. And the reason that that's the best way for us as small business owners to learn is because when it hits you in the face like that, you're 100% guaranteed, one, not to do it again, and two, you know in the future that when you're in that same situation, you'll actually take some confidence away from the fact that you know what the wrong decision is. So by process of elimination, you will eventually get to the right decision.
And well, not only that, David, not only that, but you know, one of the things that, you know, that's where confidence comes from. Confidence doesn't come from success. It comes from overcoming failure, doesn't it?
I completely agree. And, you know, there are four qualities that I found that small business owners need to be successful.
Hold on to those thoughts. Hold on to that thought, David. That's a perfect place. I couldn't think of a better tease for you, ladies and gentlemen. As we go to the break, it's 20 till. And you know I would never tease you, ladies and gentlemen. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with David Lorenzo. His book is called Career Intensity. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, just north of Houston. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's free. Everything is free there, thanks to our corporate partners, which we appreciate, and we hope you do too. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Also, while you're there, and lots of other things, thousands of articles and archives and lots of good stuff. Over 500 Brain Trust members that are right there, and you can see their names. And we give you the links to their websites and identify their books for you. And these are all books that we've approved of, by the way, folks. So we make sure that we only give you the very best, like the one that our friend David Lorenzo and our guest this half hour has written, Career Intensity. David, give us your website and tell us where the book's available.
It is www.careerintensity.com.
And can we find the book there?
The book is on there. I also have a terrific blog, which I update several times a day. And right now we're doing a whole series on, coincidentally, on this topic, on what it takes to be successful.
And you were about to tell us some four key points to understand the relationship between failure and success.
Yeah. The four key points. The first we already touched on, and that is confidence. And we talked about how failure can lead to more confidence and can help you ultimately be successful. The second is something that I think a lot of small business owners struggle with, and it's discipline. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily need to mean discipline in the true sense of the word. Like, you think of discipline, I think of, like, the military and doing push-ups and being regimented. Mm-hmm. That's great. But discipline for a small business owner can often come from systems that you develop to help you with things that are not in areas of your strength. So, mm-hmm. for example, if you're really good at interacting with people and you're just a great natural salesperson, then guess what? Your strategy for your business should be to get you in front of as many people as possible and have you work that magic in a one-on-one setting. So you need to develop the discipline, the systems, to take care of all the other things that aren't in those areas of strength. So, you know, discipline is the second component. The third is a quality that will benefit you no matter who you are, no matter what your business is, and that's persistence. I can't even tell you how, in my own personal life, how much success I've had just because I'm persistent and I continue to follow up with people. I continue to check back with people, not in an annoying and pesky way, but in a way that helps them understand that I care about the results that they need to produce.
Right.
So if you're in a business, particularly a service business, being persistent with follow-up in an empathetic and caring way is incredibly powerful.
One of the things I used to do, David, when I was a consultant before I started this job, whenever anything that I saw in the media or heard about or that I thought was in any way would be something of interest to one of my clients, I would send it to them or drop it by or tell them or call them. You know, maybe I'd be driving down the road, heading out of town or something, and I'd call them up and say, "Hey, have you heard about this?" And it was a time when I wasn't trying to get them to do more business with me. It was just so that they knew I was thinking about them.
Absolutely. You know, what you did just there is the biggest thing that not only creates relationships but also generates new business, particularly for smaller companies, and that's you create an environment of trust, frequency, and showing that you care about somebody else, that empathy, that professional empathy, that creates an environment of trust. And if you have a choice of who you're going to do business with, someone you trust or someone you don't know at all, it's just natural. You're going to gravitate toward the person that you trust. And you know what magically happens then, Jim? Price doesn't seem to be a factor anymore.
That's exactly right. And that is the gold standard of small business. What you just said is the gold standard of small business. And you know, some people might be saying, David, what does that have to do with failure? Well, let me tell you something, folks. When you're dealing with customers, whether you fail in your delivery to them, in the work that you do for them, is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Something will happen if you do business with them long enough, David. You will let them down. Something will happen. It won't be intentional. It'll be a mistake. It'll be an accident. It could be a lot of different things. But if you've already built up a little bank account of trust, as you were talking about, David, then whenever you make a mistake, they're going to say, you know what? I know that wasn't intentional. I know that they aren't being just being irresponsible. That's a good company.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a story real quick about that. We had I work with a major retailer, and the retailer is in the women's clothing business, and they just made a huge mistake with merchandise. And they made a mistake at the level where it was going to take them a whole season to correct.
Wow.
They had to work through the entire line of merchandise. They just misread the needs of their customers for that season. Well, the experience of walking into a store for this company and one of this company's stores, the experience of the interaction with the sales associates was so powerful that their customers, and we know this from doing customer surveys, their customers actually said they would come back when the season changed and the clothing line changed. And you know what happened, Jim? Their sales in the next season doubled on a year-over-year basis. And what that element of trust bought was that element of trust bought them the leeway to make that huge, huge mistake. And, you know, for a small business, that element of trust buys you the opportunity to go back to someone and say, hey, listen, I know this happened, but you know what I'm capable of doing. Give me the opportunity to work with you again.
And most of the time you'll get it. And the reason I know that is because what David just said, I have done before. It does work. Stand by, 10 till. We'll be right back with David Lorenzo. His book is called Career Intensity. Put a .com on the end, and that's his website. Stay with us. You're not sitting there alone. Is it the fall of dust underneath my feet? We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm having a great visit with our good friend David Lorenzo as we continue to broadcast live from the Ministaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas. And David, we're talking about the difference between success and failure. And the relationship actually is the way I like to think about it. I think it was Thomas Edison who said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah,
I think about that all the time. And nobody looks forward to failures. But you know, David, one of the things I think that happens is the better you get at whatever you do, and the more you talked a minute ago about discipline, the more you have discipline about what you do, the more you'll find that your failures get smaller. You have the mistakes you made are little mistakes. And that's the key. When I was learning how to fly an airplane on instruments, my instructor said, you're going to make a lot of corrections as you fly an airplane on instruments in the clouds, but make sure that you make little corrections, not big corrections. That's the key to success, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that process of continuous improvement. And the reason that it's a process of continuous improvement is because you don't do everything perfectly the first time out.
Exactly.
You know, if we did everything perfectly the first time out, think of how boring life would be, right, Jim?
Well, absolutely. And yeah, and that's the reason my life's not very boring. Is pretty exciting there, David.
Oh, I have the most interesting life around, believe me. One of the things that you mentioned, too, is that you're going to make a lot of little mistakes. And one of the things I tell people, particularly when it comes to marketing in small business, is, you know, marketing is for a small business is trial and error. So you want to take your marketing in small doses, you know, if it's direct marketing or if you're doing advertising. And when you fail, particularly with some type of a marketing initiative, you want to fail quickly because you want to know that what's not working so that you can move on to try something else. And there's just no other way. I mean, you know, as a small business, you can't pay for expensive market research. That's what your market research is, giving it a shot and seeing what happens.
Right, exactly. What do you, when you meet small business owners out there, do you see them being afraid of failure?
You know what? Most of them, a new small business owner.
And pardon me, David, but isn't that one of the worst things that can happen is for you to be afraid to fail?
Absolutely. Yeah. A brand new small business owner is definitely afraid of failure. Somebody that I would call a seasoned small business owner, somebody who's been around the block a couple of times, they're not afraid of failure. What they do is they just have a different mindset. And their mindset is, okay, I know it doesn't work. Now let me move on to the next thing. And, you know, they have this incredible belief, and it's a confidence in themselves and in their ideas.
Right.
And they just move on right away.
And that's the difference
between, you know, the folks who don't make it and they go back to work for somebody else and the folks who continue on as entrepreneurs.
Exactly. And the confidence that you get comes from knowing that the last time you were hit with one of these, you fixed it. You were able to overcome it. You know, I think about that all the time. I remember when I first started my business back in 89, you know, in the early years, something would happen. I would make a mistake or something bad would happen. And I'd ask myself, is this going to take me down? And I'd go to bed at night thinking, am I going to be able to be in business tomorrow? Until, you know, I overcame those things. And then the next time it happened, I said, you know what? I'll be around tomorrow. I'm not worried about that. And I'd worry about the things that really need to be worried about.
Sure. Sure. And, you know, you want to talk about, the difference in the mindset. You ask a small business owner how they define success, and most of them will say, success for me is being able to have the freedom to do what I want, when I want. And, you know, most small business owners, whether they're going 100 miles an hour toward a hugely successful venture or 100 miles an hour toward something that's ultimately not going to work out, are just thrilled because they're doing what they want when they want to do it. So, you know, success to them is almost in the process as well as in the result. So, you know, that's how you can tell a true entrepreneur.
I don't want people to think that you and I don't like success and that we like failure more than success. I don't think we get them that idea, because we certainly don't. But I do think that it's the healthiest thing in the world for a small business owner to say, you know what, today I'm going to have 6 successes and at least 5 failures. Maybe tomorrow it may be the other way around, but either way, I'm going to make it the next day.
Absolutely. I mean, the greatest hitters in baseball succeed 3 times out of 10, right?
And that's a great analogy. Hey, listen, and those are the guys who make it to the Hall of Fame. Give us your website one more time, David.
The greatest hitters in baseball, you know, 300 hitters are the guys who go to the Hall of Fame. They succeed 3 times out of 10.
Career Intensity is the book. Put a .com on the end, and this is website. And here, good job today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. David Lorenzo, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Greg Wells on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.